Gary, thank you for taking the time out for us here on the 20th day of June. It is good to catch up with you to talk about some work that the FarmDoc team's been doing with the risk management agency yields. The RMA yields have been released for corn and soybean growers. And let's talk a little bit about what that means, what these yield numbers means, and what we've seen, if you would.
Yeah, so RMA releases their yields in June every year, and these yields are based on what farmers report their yields for crop insurance purposes, and the yields are used to make ECO, SCO payments. So if a farmer had one of those policies, they now know whether they're going to get paid or not. And they're also the basis for setting up the ARC County payments. So we have a much clearer understanding of where all that is going now that RMA has released their yields.
So some very important numbers from the RMA, and these are county by county yields, correct?
That is correct. And what we've seen see is that for Illinois, most counties in the northern and central and even the southern part of the state had above average corn yields, so they had above what the RMA said the expected yield was going to be. The only exception was Marshall and Putnam County in central Illinois, and then going down to the southern part of the state, some counties in southern Illinois had below expected yields for corn. We had a much more different experience for soybeans. For Illinois, the northern or the central part of the state typically had above expected yields. So, but the northern and southern parts of the state had below expected yields.
With those yield results, does that then trigger payments for those different coverage options if farmers took them?
Yes, it does. So what we've seen is for corn, if they took a ECO, if farmers took ECO 95%, so if we had a 95% coverage there on that ECO product, we had payments for corn across a lot of counties in the state. I would do say about two-thirds of the counties so would have payments. If the purchase was at 90%, it's primarily located in the southern part of the state where those payments would be made, except for Marshall County. So ECO 95% and two-thirds of the counties for corn, southern part of the state would have payments on ECO 90%. For soybeans, actually, if we had a 95% coverage level, much of the state would have had ECO 95 payments. So vast majority of counties would have had 95% would have had payments. And a little over half for ECO 90%. So this gives you a feel that, yields, prices, a lot of those payments happen because prices declined throughout the year. For soybeans, the projected price was $11.55, and that fell to $10.03. So it didn't take as much of a yield loss to trigger a soybean payment.
When we talk about those payments, Gary, are those on a case-by-case basis? Is there an average payment, or how is that figured out?
Yeah, so it's done on a county. And actually, if you go to our FarmDoc Daily account, FarmDoc Daily website, and look at our June 17th article, there are two tables that give payments by county. But just to give you a feel here, for soybeans in Sangamon County, for example, the ECO 95% would have made a $70 payment and a $13 payment at the 90% level. So we saw that'll give you a feel for what it looks like in central Illinois. Logan County, another county, would have had a $20 payment for a 95% ECO payment and none for a 90% payment. So there is a range there for depending on what the county yield turned out to be relative to the actual yield.
I noticed in the article as well that the team kind of zoomed out and took a look at just the U.S. as a whole, and it's kind of interesting, that map with the different colors of where the payments are triggered and the max payments and things like that.
Yeah, so, for corn, there's fewer payments for Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, but the payments mainly were in the southeast part of the state, and that would have begun like at southern Ohio, which did have a pretty bad drought, through Kentucky and through Mississippi and anything east of there. And then the western Great Plains also had payments on corn. Soybeans, there was many more counties that had payments, and again, the price fell considerably on those soybean policies. Again, southern Iowa, middle or central Illinois, going into Indiana, were the one area where we didn't see many payments. Again, relatively good yields in those areas compared to the rest of the country.
Are you finding more producers utilizing the SCO and ECO options these days?
So we saw an uptick of ECO policy use in this year because of the increase in subsidy levels. So yes, we're seeing a bit of an increase in ECO use. Primarily, it's pretty hard in a lot of cases to justify SCO because it simply hasn't made a lot of payments. But we are beginning to see ECO use increase. In general, we still don't see a lot of it. We're probably at the 10 to 20% of insured acres range for this year. But yeah, it's increasing.
Now, you mentioned that the yield numbers would also be used in the ARC PLC program. How does that work out?
So we haven't looked at this too much yet, but 20 for central Illinois, there's going to be limited payments on ARC County. There won't be any PLC payments for 2024, which is the year which will get paid in October 2025. Most counties still won't get a payment on ARC County for either corn or soybeans, particularly in the central part of the state. Southern and northern parts may have more of those. It's 2025 this current year where we will have more of a chance of getting a payment. And that occurs because the benchmark price on corn and soybeans for ARC went up considerably in 2025 compared to 2024. So not much for 2024, maybe more for 2025, but which will be paid next year in October 26th. But we're still a ways away from those determinations.
Very good, very good. Is there anything with the RMA yields that we've missed, Gary?
No, it's we get a good release of those numbers. They do a pretty good job of showing what yields are because 90% of acres in Illinois counties are enrolled in crop insurance, so it gives us a good feel. So those are now out.
Very good. I know some producers that were definitely looking forward to seeing what the numbers shook out as. So some important information, and as always, folks can follow along at the Farm Doc Daily website, right?
That's right. We released these numbers on Farm Doc Daily this week on Tuesday. We'll keep looking at that website as we bring out more information as it becomes available.
Very good. Gary, it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you for the time and the insight.
Thanks for having me, Jared.